Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. In the next hour, Dr. Pat showcases some of the world's most influential people in the fields of health, wellness, and human potential. Get ready to live life full out. Here's your host, Dr. Pat Basile.
Hey everyone, welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. It is so great to have you here. And for a lot of reasons, this is one of the most incredible, incredible days. We all get to experience something very, very, very special. And you're going to hear all about it in the show today. My friend and colleague, Dr. Friedemann Schaub, is my very special guest today. And I am so jazzed about what today represents. This is the day that his brand new, amazing book hits the shelves, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, a breakthrough process for healing and empowerment with your subconscious mind. Dr. Friedemann, I've known for a number of years, and it has been so cool to see all of the people across the globe that he's been able to help stand in their power. A physician specializing in cardiology and molecular biology, he has helped people through his personal breakthrough and empowerment program. There is nothing quite like this. The book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, is the book that we have all been waiting for. This is a conversation that could not have come at a better time. Today, we're going to be talking about anxiety, which is the most common mental health challenge in the United States. More than 50 million people, 20% of the adult population, have been diagnosed with anxiety disorders that account for nearly a third of our nation's annual health bill. But today, we get all of us get to be a little bit smarter about this, thanks to the work of Dr. Friedemann Schaub. The book is phenomenal. I've already put up my review of it on Amazon. Today is its birthday. It is hitting the shelves. Dr. Friedemann, happy birthday to you.
Thank you very much. And I was definitely singing a birthday song already. It has been quite a time to get it onto the shelves, and it's definitely wonderful, and sometimes I still have to pinch myself that it's actually there, and I really think this is a perfect time. I haven't planned it. It was a publisher's date, but it's the perfect time for the book to come out. As we all know, there are the elections coming up. There has been, unfortunately, this big natural disaster on the East Coast, but in general, I think the anxiety in our nation and around the world has been heightened. And one of the problems that I have seen when I worked in cardiology as a physician was that anxiety really has a huge impact on our health and well-being. And so for many, many years, it was my intention to prevent any physical illnesses from happening through helping people to overcome anxiety, stress, insecurity, and I think this book will be a very, very helpful tool for you to do that.
Well, this is really the conversation that, most of us are afraid to have. We're afraid to have it with ourselves, and we're afraid to certainly look at fear and anxiety because all we do is end up looking at it. You know, we don't end up doing anything to it. You know, it's like, oh, okay, yeah, here I am. I'm scared and I'm anxious again. Oh, here I am. I didn't get that job I want. Oh, and by the way, I might lose the job that I have. You know, I don't have the money in my account to have a great holiday or even pay my bills. You know, who's going to be the president, Dr. Friedemann? I mean, how many people have fear and anxiety over the election?
Right, exactly. You know, and you're saying this in a very casual tone because actually when we are anxious, it is definitely sounding more like a scream inside. And the natural reaction is that we are eventually becoming afraid of our own anxiety and that we are wanting to avoid the feeling of it. And I have worked with so many clients that have been actually more afraid of being anxious than they actually had externally any reasons to be, though. So it's one of those vicious cycles, because it feels so, unsettling. It just shakes your foundation, and ultimately it feels very, very disempowering to have anxiety, and it's almost as if it has been done to you, as if you are the victim of the anxiety, then that you actually feel like, I create it, at least something inside of me creates it, so I should be able to uncreate it. And that's where the book goes beyond what, we often hear, that you have to face the anxiety, or you have to, learn to delete the negative thoughts. My intention was to really go deeper than that. You know, by heart, I'm also a researcher, and I love to just, because I'm very curious, my wife always calls me Curious George, because I always wanted to know what's really underneath that, and what's the next layer to go deeper there. And I was really curious to find the root causes, that what's at the core of the anxiety, what inside of our consciousness creates it. And I'm not talking about, brain chemistry or the amygdala, which are parts of our midbrain. I'm talking about our subconscious. And I'm talking about the parts of our subconscious that have been responsible for those anxious feelings, negative thoughts, limiting beliefs. And then how can we work with the subconscious to change that? Because by definition, the subconscious seems to be so deep down that it's out of our reach, which is actually not the case. But we have to learn how to communicate with the subconscious, and how to actually use the leverage of our conscious mind to get the subconscious on a different track. And that gives facing your fears a whole different meaning, because you face them not with, well, I'm going to do it anyhow, but you face them with curiosity, and often also understanding and compassion for your fears. And that's really the healing power from within that you will use, and your fears will go away. And I see this, obviously day in and day out with the clients I'm working in private practice.
Well, one of the things that, you do see every day is the many, many faces that fear and anxiety have. The many, many faces, I want to say. And I'd love to take a moment and talk about that. Especially in the context of this election, where, levels of fear and anxiety are shooting through the roof. You know, what are some of the symptoms? How does fear and anxiety show up? I don't know that, it always shows up as being scared, very consciously, not being able to get out of your house. I mean, I think that's an extreme, and people do suffer from that. But what are some of the other ways that you've seen fear and anxiety show up?
Well, I think fear and anxiety shows up also in ways where we are more applying the protective compensating mechanisms of our fears, so that we don't even recognize that we are having fears, but what really drives us to do those things are fears. For example, the overachievers, the perfectionists, the very competitive people, they are ultimately driven by the fear of failure or the fear of not being good enough, by a deep-seated insecurity. Some people actually express fear through anger. And so they are, all the time challenging people, all the time domineering. Some people feel very much that they need to be all the time in control. Like, you drive somewhere and they tell you exactly which way to go, which turn to take, how fast to drive. Because only through the micromanagement, they feel somewhat safe. So it's very interesting that I believe the number of people that are actually suffering from anxiety is probably twice as high than it's officially stated, because A, people don't necessarily go to the doctor with this, and B, people may not necessarily know that actually they do suffer from anxiety, because they have been coping with it, but ultimately their coping mechanisms puts them also into a prison, because they only can do certain things in order to feel okay. And, the extreme sort, of course, is the OCDs, where you have to do certain things in order to feel somewhat secure. And So I think anxiety is a very interesting challenge because it has so many different faces and so many different facets, but at the core of it, all stem from those deeper root causes, and I identified three deeper root causes on the subconscious level that when you actually address them and when you are following your symptoms down to those root causes, like the branches of a tree that are connected to the roots, then you can actually not only change the core of your anxiety, you will automatically also change the way you behave, the way you present yourself to the world. And what's so amazing is that your entire life is changing because you are different. You project yourself different. Your relationship's going to be much better. You will attract much better opportunities. It's quite astounding to see how the transformation from within really transform your life.
Well, you know, and this is really what we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about those three aspects, but we're also going to talk about some of the solutions, some of the things that you could do. Dr. Friedemann Schaub is joining me here today. Today, his book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, hits the shelves. I love this because I have been able to take this journey with him. When this was just an idea, it is so amazing to see people take their good work out into the world to live the lives they desire. Now, for you, Dr. Friedemann, I mean, writing this book had to be a little bit scary. Did you go through your own fear and anxiety on it?
Oh, yeah. You know, and there is something about the vulnerability of presenting your work to the world, and especially at the beginning. You know, it's my second language, and I certainly had some, questions. Will I be able to really make this book interesting enough, clear enough for readers to get the same out of it as I saw in my clients and patients? But at the same time, there was a desire and a passion for this work that really overrode any anxiety and hesitation. And someone once told me that it's really just important to ask yourself, what is it what I want to do for the audience? And not so much about, oh, how will the audience think about me? And it really helped to always stay on track and really feel that there is a mission behind it. And the mission is to help people to be self-empowered and to see anxiety not as an obstacle or an enemy that needs to be fought, but really understand this is fertile ground. Anxiety has helped so many people to come to their own. And I have been certainly struggling, you know, for a long part of my life, especially when I was little, with severe anxiety, OCD, all those challenges that I'm describing in the book. And so I know how it feels, but I also know that through the anxiety, I grew a lot, and I certainly learned to know myself much better, and that's what I also want to help people with.
Well, I love this. Dr. Friedemann Schaub is joining us here today. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the facts and fiction of fear and anxiety and what the latest science shows us. But more importantly, for those of you out there, we're getting ready for the holidays. Yes, the election is next week. Many of you are without power. Not even sure how in central New Jersey you're going to even vote. Well, guess what? When we come back, we're going to talk about emotions, inner conflict, and limiting beliefs. Later on in the show, Dr. Friedemann is going to give us some tools, some techniques to help all of us break through the fear and anxiety syndromes that we have and get to the solution. You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Change your coffee experience forever with Camino Island Coffee Roaster. Fair trade, certified organic, shade-grown delicious coffee. The Camino Island Coffee Roasters are giving back. Receive a free pound of the most popular single origin coffee, Papua New Guinea, to the first 250 callers. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. Just pay $8.95 shipping and handling, and you can try triple certified coffee for yourself. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. This is a free pound of coffee that retails at $16.95. Once you've tried this coffee, you will automatically be enrolled in the Coffee Lovers Club for free and will always receive free shipping and nearly 30% off retail of your coffee orders. This coffee is going to knock your socks off. That number again is 855-GET-TOP-1. We say top one because this coffee is the top 1% grade. That's 855-438-8671.
Are you ready to shift your life 180 degrees and bring more joy, more love, more money, and more happiness to your life? This can be your reality when you love yourself enough to experience our Essence of Gratitude Diamond Combo. Gratitude is on a mission to create a partnership between the hearts of all human beings. Wouldn't it be wonderful to cultivate this state of being every single day and not only on specific occasions? Give yourself or a loved one this priceless gift. Our diamond combo that includes all our creations and transforms your life in health, wealth, creativity, and enriched relationships. Awake the spark of joy and happiness during this holiday season and be part of a viral sharing as we spread the essence of gratitude around the world. Visit our shop for our special holiday offer at explorationgratitude.com.
Have you ever considered what money and sex have in common? Brenda St. Louis, founder of Know That You Know, explores the energies of debt, money, sex, and our bodies. In her four-week intensive Debt Into Delight, Getting Intimate With Your Digits, she tickles all those places we don't want to look at, infusing everything with exuberance. Would you be willing to have more money? Would you be willing to have more of you? Explore more of Brenda St. Louis at knowthatyouknow.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the show today. You know, the topic for today's show is definitely about fear and anxiety, but Dr. Friedemann Schaub's got this fabulous book. He's got an amazing campaign coming out next week where you're going to be able to receive many, many bonuses once you buy the book on Amazon. And this is very, very cool. Dr. Friedemann, let's take a moment to talk about that campaign and to talk about some of the people that have, you know, stepped up, have endorsed the book for you, and what you're planning to do next week.
Well, next week there is going to be a special campaign for the book release, and basically it is a campaign where 70 people now have been stepping up to support the book and support the release of the book by offering special gifts, downloads, articles, free seminars, and it's just going to really be an amazing group of people. And what I'm quite astounded of is that, you know, so many people see that this is really a book that needs to get out to their list and gets out to their circles of influence. And I'm just very grateful and excited to have people on my side and that have been really out in the world teaching about healing, holistic healing, wellness for many, many years. And, of course, you are a part of that, and there is a whole long list of 70 people that you will be able to see when you go to the fearandanxietysolution.com, the fearandanxietysolution.com, all written in one word. The list is not yet up. It will be up on the 5th of November, but mark the date, the 7th of November, and get gifts when you purchase a book via Amazon and valued of over $5,000. And there are people like Dr. Houston Vedder, Dr. Caroline Manuel, Dr. Jennifer Howard, Marie Menucheri, which lots of people in the Seattle area know very well. It's just a really wonderful group of people, and I'm very grateful that they have all come together to support the book.
And, you know, one of the things I want to say about Dr. Friedman, because we've known each other for a while, actually, he's my inspiration for writing my book. When you go to the website, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, but I just want to say this even now, he has done this from day one. He has offered to anyone that calls him a free consultation, a free appointment. And, you know, he will consult with you before you actually, come to the place where you say, okay, I'm going to really get help with this. You know, this is something he's done. If you go to his website, cellularwisdom.com, which is the foundation for all of his great work, or the Fear and Anxiety Solution, you'll see how you can get a free consultation. You know, Dr. Friedman, that's something that you have done for a really long time, and it's been very special for people.
Well, it has been important to me because when you already know where you basically are just in the consultation, because the consultation really will open your eyes on your challenges. You know, what we do often is that we are looking at the symptoms and the discomfort so closely and are not able to really see the solution and which leverage we need to take to make those changes. And that's what I can already tell you in the free consultation. So it's definitely something that by having so much experience with people, we can hone down on the core problems very quickly, and that in itself gives you hope and motivation that I can actually do this. This is not so difficult to achieve. Even though I may have been struggling for 20 years, I can actually turn this around. And I also tell people always what to get into when they do the work, because it is not necessarily the light switch or magic wand. You know, you have to see that we are working all of us in with patterns through life. Everything that you're doing, at some point you have learned and you're going to repeat to do this over and over again. And it's quite sometimes fascinating when you actually stop and wonder, well, why do I do this and why have I done this for such a long time? And then you can actually change patterns if they don't serve you any longer. But when it comes to problems like anxiety and insecurity, there are patterns that need to be changed consistently. And so this is why you're not only in the sessions really working on those deeper layers of where these challenges like anxiety and insecurity come from, you actually get tools. And you get very, very powerful tools that help you on a daily basis to implement the changes. But like all tools, they only work if you know how to use them and if you do use them. And so this is part of the conversation we have, so that people really are ready to make a change. And that's why the success rate is so high, because everybody I work with really knows, okay, I need to be ready. I need to be off the fence. And then everything will just also lead to a sense of empowerment and a sense of I did the healing. So it's not Dr. Schaub who does the healing. It's actually you doing the healing. I'm just the person who guides you on this journey to from where you have been to where you want to go.
Well, Dr. Friedman, you know, I wanted to talk with you about some of the solutions, some of the things that that people can do. Let's do this when we come back. Before we go to break, though, right now, I'd like to talk about what the latest findings on. What have we found about fear and anxiety?
Well, it's basically, you know, depending on from which world you're coming from. When you go into the Western medicine world, of course, there is a lot of talk about special parts in the brain. As I've mentioned before, in the midbrain, the anxiety switch, which is, they're called the amygdala, which are little tiny clusters of cells in the brain that are so sensitized. If we have been feeling anxiety for a long time, that they basically continue to send out the signal, you're in danger, you're in danger, you're in danger, and don't stop. And the idea, of course, has been that if you are treating anxiety with anti-anxiety medication and blocking certain neurotransmitters and endocrines in the brain, you can also disrupt this cycle of that anxiety switch. And it certainly does work. there's no question anti-anxiety medication has its benefits and often helps people just to find finally a little bit of rest and find finally a little bit of peace. The problem, though, is that the anxiety is not necessarily something that is simply a symptom that needs to be suppressed or controlled. And I often tell people that I see anxiety more as like pain. You know, if you would have pain in your body and all you would take is pain medication, would you really address where the pain comes from? Whether it's a broken leg or an infection inside of you, is it enough to cover up the pain? Or do we actually have to address the root cause of the pain? And that's the same with anxiety. We just have to see it more as a symptom of a deeper root cause, the pain of our past, the pain of our limited thinking, the pain of our internal struggles. And then you say, well, I can take anti-anxiety medication, but I have to still search for what's underneath that and how to resolve those deeper root causes. And that's what hasn't been really focused on in research, and that's what hasn't been focused on in Western medicine. And this is why so many people that are on medication are saying, you know, it's nice, I don't feel so anxious anymore, but I still don't think I'm good enough. And I still struggle with myself, and I still cannot make decisions. And the reason is that they haven't really been able to resolve what's underneath all the symptoms of anxiety.
Well, one of the things we'll talk about when we come back from break, Dr. Friedemann, is how do we get to that? How do we find the tools to do that? You know, I mentioned earlier about emotions, stored emotions, inner conflicts, and limiting beliefs. I also talked about the fact that, you know, anxiety is at an all-time high. But today, in the, how should we call it, in the moments before the election, people seem very, very afraid of who's going to win, who's not going to win, what it means and what it doesn't mean. Is this different than the last election?
I think it's somewhat different, although I think the last, you know, basically three elections, there has been such a great divide in the whole country. And the divide was mainly created by fear. It's not so much excitement for one candidate or the other. It's much more the fear of if the other one wins. And that's, I think, in large part due to the media and to the advertisements, and certainly is also a part of the realization that fear is a very powerful tool to sell something. If you don't really have good arguments, but you can scare people, what will happen if they don't do what you want them to do? You get still most of them to do what you want them to do. And that's unfortunate because it plays with people's minds. Now, the fear and anxiety around something like the election comes really from the fear of being powerless and of feeling that you are not in control of your life. So your life and your destiny, whether it's the economy, the environment, or any kind of other issues that you are concerned about, if you feel that this is in the hands of the electoral, in the hands of the future president, then of course you feel anxious because you feel, well, it depends on them. I don't have really power over that. And that's the core of most fears, whether it's the fear of losing your job or the fear of that your health may be not okay. You know, for years as a doctor, I saw how people came to me and basically gave their power up with, you know, their coats at the entrance because they felt, I'm not in charge of my body. I'm not in charge of my health. The doctor is. And that created so much anxiety to come to the doctor. And, of course, there was hope and trust that the doctor going to fix it. But isn't it true, just like with our life, we are in charge of it. We are in charge of our body. We are in charge of our life. And we have to learn how to reclaim this power to really create our health and our well-being the way we choose to and not put it into the hands of others.
Wow. Dr. Friedemann Chaup, his brand new book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution. When we come back, we're going to be giving you some solutions, talking about what some of the symptoms are. But more importantly, he's going to be sharing with us what we can do to take our lives, to become empowered, to change them and to live in this world the way we want to live. You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. Let's take a short break. We will be right back. Some talk networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low. Others tune in to the highest vibration possible to help people live life full out. These networks don't come along very often. But when they do, they remind us that we can achieve everything that is possible to help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sue London.
I'm Karen Hager.
I'm CJ Liu.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. These networks aren't concerned about sensationalizing bad news.
They hear something on the radio and all of a sudden their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned about sensationalizing individuals' setbacks. Powerful, inspiring. They focus on an amazing, innovative broadcast network.
You can learn a lot.
That helps people rise up. That helps people become empowered.
Empowered Living Radio is where you can find it.
That helps people say yes to standing in the abundance and amazement that is their lives.
The urge to grow.
These networks remind us that everything is possible.
Let us inspire you.
That nothing is limited.
Epic social change.
That our lives are much more than anything our minds would hope us to believe.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives.
True empowerment.
Transformation Talk Radio is one of these networks.
Transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us? Join us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to The Sean and Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio, each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with Sean and Jen will have you saying yes to as much abundance as you desire. Imagine a happier soul, radiating energy in all areas of your life. Get ready to understand the meaning and the message in your life. Shift obstacles to opulence. Experience powerful, intuitive coaching, live readings, and transformative tools as Sean and Jen dare you to live your best life.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. Dr. Friedemann Schaub is joining us here today. If you want to find out more about, the book hitting Amazon next week, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, go to the website, thefearandanxietysolution.com, or you can go to cellularwisdom.com to find out lots about his work. Dr. Friedemann, thank you so much for doing what you do and joining us on the show today. Part of what we wanted to talk about today, especially given this is an election time, what people can do to understand what the fear and anxiety is in their lives and what they can do to calm themselves about it or to get at the root of it.
So what I always find is very helpful is to search for their deeper root causes of their anxiety and to search basically for, let's call it, the anxiety matrix within yourself. And what a good starting point can be is to simply look at your own patterns. So when does anxiety come up? What triggers anxiety? And what thoughts do you have that are underneath the anxiety? So just taking some time and jotting down thoughts for a week that you associate with being anxious can already be very, very helpful, because what you're going to find out is that those thoughts often have a common denominator, that they're often connected to some kind of a greater fear. Maybe there is a fear of losing something that's important to you, or, as I said, the fear of being powerless. Maybe there is a fear of judgment and not feeling up to snuff, or feeling that you cannot really have what you want. And just be aware of the themes that are repeating themselves in your thoughts. Because when you do, what you realize is, okay, there is actually a limiting belief, a limiting core belief that still basically keeps me trapped in that idea of the belief. You know, we all have heard this saying, whether you believe you can or you cannot, you're always right. Well, the reason why you're right is that the belief shapes what you're doing. And because it shapes what you're doing, it shapes basically your life. It shapes how your life appears. If you feel you cannot do something, you will not even have the courage to take a risk, and you will never have any positive results coming from that. And so your life appears smaller, much smaller than it can be. So just being aware of that, what you're doing with your thoughts, can already give you an idea of that belief. And then, of course, gives you then a handle on how to change this belief when you go through the book. Some people say that they don't have negative thoughts. And the reason why they say that is that they think negative thoughts are only thoughts about themselves. Self-bashing, self-judgmental thoughts, highly critical thoughts. Well, that's not only what negative thoughts are. Basically, negative thoughts are everything that makes you feel negative, anything that makes you feel anxious. So if you watch a TV commercial about the election and you get anxious, then you know that there was a negative thought that came into your mind. And those thoughts don't necessarily have to be spelled out. They can be also images. It can be an image of you sleeping under a bridge, or an image of you getting a pink slip, or an image of your family disappointingly looking at you. You know, you can actually have those images internally flashing so quickly through your mind that you really have to go into slow motion internally to see them. But if you concentrate and focus on them and really see, this is what my mind actually is doing, or this was the image right before I felt a little anxious or panicky, then again, you know this is how your subconscious depicts this information and your current situation to create anxiety. At this stage, you're just getting information more on how do I actually create anxiety, how do I do it internally, and then you can learn how to undo it. And there are very simple but very effective tools to start with in the book.
Well, you know, Dr. Friedman, one of the things that you talk about in the book is this, you know, this place that all of us can go to talk and look at our self-worth. I mean, part of this that you talk about is anxiety and turning it into healing catalyst, transforming right. fear and anxiety into a healing catalyst. And I wanted to take a moment to talk about that, because we don't really think about transforming fear and anxiety into healing anything. Yeah, I mean, as a matter of fact, most of the time, you know, especially people that are thinking about this election, they're not thinking about turning it into anything. But that really is the breakthrough work that you're doing. And well, I wanted to take a moment to talk about that.
Right, right. Well, I mean, what healing ultimately is coming back to a state of wholeness. And anxiety is not a divider internally. It can actually bring you back to a state of wholeness. Let's say, for example, one of the root causes, these inner conflicts, part of you, and so many people struggle with that. You know, this is so fascinating to watch how we are all in the same boat when we are struggling with anxiety. There is a part of us that feels very, very anxious and insecure and maybe very critical and shy and timid. You know, all these different expressions of anxiety can be there, and this part holds us back. It may beat us down, but it certainly feels very negative. And then there is the other side that often is the part that says, well, you know, I can do it. I should be doing it. Let's just put yourself out there. Let's just take a risk, or let's just buy a book and try to get better. So there's always this quote-unquote positive part. But they're not getting along with each other. It doesn't feel that you are actually, you know, congruent. You're more watching yourself internally battling it out, and you always feel somewhat fragmented. Now, in with the fear and anxiety solution, you can actually learn a technique that helps you to bring those two sides of you literally on the same table and be able to communicate through the language of the subconscious with each part and understand more what is actually the anxious side all about. Is it really negative? Is it really just trying to keep me stuck or hold me back? Or is there actually a higher purpose to that part? Is that part really just a naysayer or shy and timid and weak? Or does this part really have greater potential, potential that I haven't been able to recognize, potential that I haven't been able to tap into? And you will see as you go through this process, whatever you have deemed as negative is actually much more powerful than you thought it was and much more helpful. And if you are going through this process and reintegrating these two parts with each other, you truly have access to inner resources that before were covered up and pushed aside because they were associated with anxiety, but all of a sudden you realize, wow, my sensitivity, my awareness that I before thought, oh, this is only a part of being anxious and insecure, can actually be turned around and utilized to make my life better, rather than having to be shunned away and not looked at. And so this is how you grow and become more whole in that process of anxiety. And the same is through other exercises and processes you go through with a book. You really tap into more and more of yourself. And anxiety is really like the inner compass that guides you to those aspects of yourself that you haven't really recognized and taken advantage of. And you grow with the process and therefore ultimately outgrow the fear and anxiety and outgrow your old identity and truly take on a new identity of a person who is actually confident, calm, and aware of itself.
Well, we're going to take a short break. Dr. Friedemann Schaub is in the house. When we come back, he's going to give us a sneak preview of the book. We're going to get to look inside what he's covering, what it's all about, and why this is so exciting to help him take this message out into the world, everyone. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenn Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennRice.com to learn more and to book a private session. Or dial 415-235-2807.
What if you could teach your child how to follow their own wisdom and make trustworthy decisions? The hit radio show Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay does just that. Tune in Mondays at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to learn practical and spiritual ways to teach young people how to become confident in who they are. Each week, Julie takes on tough topics that most parents dread, like bullying, peer pressure, self-esteem, social media, relationships, and even poor grades. For more information about Julie Kay, visit MindFocusGeneration.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern for Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show. Check out Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley on TTRNetwork.com.
Get ready for a new and brighter future with The Joseph Gabby Show, consciously living your destiny. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to break through stagnation and procrastination and fulfill your life's destiny. This hit show will clear mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual stuckness using numerology and an endless list of life-energizing tools live on air. To find out more about Joseph and how to discover the power of blueprint numerology and spiritual healing, visit www.consciouslylivingyourdestiny.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. For more information about us, go to thedrpatshow.com or transformationtalkradio.com. For more information about Dr. Friedemann Schaub, I'm so excited. Happy birthday to you. Go to the fearandanxietysolution.com. Dr. Friedemann, I think we need to take a sneak peek inside of the book, because the book not only has the book, but there are CDs, there are things that are available to people. Give us a sneak preview here in the last couple of minutes we have of the show, because I think this is powerful for people.
Yeah, and you can also have a sneak preview by going to the fearandanxietysolution.com. There are some excerpts of the book. There is a table of contents there. You can, of course, do the Look Inside feature at Amazon, which also shows you the first few pages and also the table of contents. But, the book basically is divided into into greater sections that start with the awareness section. And the awareness section is really about understanding fear and anxiety from a whole new, much more self-empowering perspective. And so it's about the overview of fear and anxiety, so such as what do fear and anxiety feel like and how do we get stuck in the first place, to the principle of change. The principles of change are basically the leverage on how to use our subconscious mind and also our conscious mind collaborating with the subconscious to make lasting transformative change. And then we talk about the facts and fiction about fear and anxiety, which, again, really will open your eyes and make you understand, wow, I have seen fear and anxiety completely wrong. I always saw it as a problem, as a fault, and never saw it from this really healing and holistic perspective. And then we go into the root causes, really working on transforming the fear and anxiety root causes into those catalysts of growth. So, for example, you will be able to first address negative self-talk. So many people many people that probably right now are listening to the show have been dealing with mind racing, constant spirals of negative thinking, and the only thing, you know, often we are told to do is to either ignore it or to say stop or delete it or get angry at ourselves because we just feel like this is so self-destructive and this is so unproductive. And, of course, none of them really works because the thoughts just seem to come back louder and more intense. And this is what this self-talk chapter helps you with. It will give you a very distinct step-by-step process on stopping your negative self-talk within just a few weeks so that you literally will have a quiet mind. And then you are ready to go deeper and work on those inner conflicts I described, resolve them in this parts reintegration process. You will be able to get a clean slate in the next chapter on the past traumatic and anxiety-charged events, which are often also a big problem for people. They, you know, we have all had events in the past that caused us to be afraid. And when there are many of them stored in our subconscious, we just feel like a pressure cooker ready to explode. Any smallest situation that seems out of our control causes us to be anxious. And anything that is causing us to be anxious feels like a whole tidal wave of emotions is splashing over us. And this is why the past is so important to attend to. And I have developed a process called the pattern resolution process that allows you to get this clean slate on a subconscious level to resolve those emotional patterns of anxiety so that you can look back into the past and really feel like, you know, I grew beyond it. I have no emotional attachment to it. And then you're ready after that to address the limiting core beliefs, reprogram your mind and your cellular memory with a new belief and with a new way of looking at yourself. And then I will, at the end, give you a very distinct 40-day process that will further solidify what you have learned and how far you have come and solidify the results you have achieved into your daily life so that these changes are truly permanent and they become second nature for you. And this 40-day program is not, you know, a new job that you have to take on or you have to take a six-week vacation. It's very simple, and it only takes a few minutes a day and some awareness that you want to bring into each day, but it truly will make those changes permanent. See, the intention of fear and anxiety is not to just get rid of it. It's really about learning that you can outgrow it, and at the end of the book, you will be a different person than the person who started reading this book. I guarantee that.
Oh, I love this. Dr. Friedemann Schaub is someone that has been part of the Dr. Pat Show for years and has been helping people all over the world. You know, one of the things I am really struck by, and this is really a testament to how well your process works, I have never seen anyone go through the book industry and the publishing industry with the ease and grace that you did as a first-time author. And I wanted to share this because you have really broken down the myth or the myths that people have out there about how to take their dreams out into the world. Mm. And you could not have done it without using your own tools. Because, you know, you went against what everybody says should, would, could happen, have an amazing journey now ahead of you, a great publishing company and so forth and so on. And I wanted to ask you this question as we wrap up. What would you say to the listeners so they can create the kind of ease and grace that you've created, not just with the book process, but with your life? What would be your personal message, Dr. Friedemann?
Well, when it comes to really your personal growth, just realize that there is so much more to you than you have ever dreamt and imagined to be. And when you really truly are in alignment with yourself, in alignment with the essence of who you are, you can really create the life that you want. And there are no obstacles and there are no limitations. And what fear and anxiety can do for you it can lead you back to that inner core. It can lead you back to your essence. It can make you realize that there is more to you if you understand the messages correctly and if you're willing to take on this journey to find yourself.
All right. Dr. Friedemann Schaub, everyone. The Fear and Anxiety Solution.com is the website. That is his upcoming book. On the 7th of November, Dr. Friedemann, there will be mega prizes and bonuses for people that purchase the book. Amazon is the place to go to do that. I've already written a review. Thank you, Dr. Friedemann, for doing what you do.
Thank you very much for having me, and thank you for being such a staunch supporter of me and my work. I really, really appreciate everything that you have done for me in all those years we have been working together.
Well, I'm telling you, I love it. We're just warming up, folks. Thank you guys for tuning us in, turning us on. And let me just tell you, if you have any anxiety around the election, you do want to get the book. We'll see you all next time on The Dr. Pat Show.
Thank you for joining us today for The Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. The Dr. Pat Show can be heard live every Thursday at 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. Pacific on voiceamerica.com and Monday through Friday at 11 a.m. on KKNW AM 1150. So join Dr. Pat live or listen 24/7 at www.thedrpatshow.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Change your coffee experience forever with Camano Island Coffee Roaster. Fair trade, certified organic, shade-grown delicious coffee. The Camano Island Coffee Roasters are giving back. Receive a free pound of the most popular single origin coffee, Papua New Guinea, to the first 250 callers. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. Just pay $8.95 shipping and handling, and you can try triple certified coffee for yourself. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. This is a free pound of coffee that retails at $16.95. Once you've tried this coffee, you will automatically be enrolled in the Coffee Lovers Club for free and will always receive free shipping and nearly 30% off retail of your coffee orders. This coffee is going to knock your socks off. That number again is 855-GET-TOP-1. We say top one because this coffee is the top 1% grade. That's 855-438-8671.
Are you ready to shift your life 180 degrees and bring more joy, more love, more money, and more happiness to your life? This can be your reality when you love yourself enough to experience our Essence of Gratitude Diamond Combo. Gratitude is on a mission to create a partnership between the hearts of all human beings. Wouldn't it be wonderful to cultivate this state of being every single day and not only on specific occasions? Give yourself or a loved one this priceless gift. Our diamond combo that includes all our creations and transforms your life in health, wealth, creativity, and enriched relationships. Awake the spark of joy and happiness during this holiday season and be part of a viral sharing as we spread the essence of gratitude around the world. Visit our shop for our special holiday offer at explorationgratitude.com.